Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. We were speaking a little bit earlier just how serious the COVID pandemic is, how serious this third wave is. And I was asking you for ideas. How have you been curtailing behavior? What have you done over this last weekend to keep yourself and to keep those that you love safe? And what about keeping, of course, people at Hatzolah safe? Because if somebody is ill, there's a very good chance, certainly in our community, that they are going to be dealing with them. Uriel Rosen is the operations manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue. A very good morning to you. How are you, Uriel?
Morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm good, but you guys are working under absolutely immense pressure, aren't you?
Yeah, we thought we worked hard in the second wave. Yeah, that looks like child's play right now.
Did you anticipate this? I have to tell you, I didn't. I thought the second wave was going to be, from a community perspective, our worst. I'm not knowledgeable, so it was just a feeling that I had. Did you think this was going to be as bad as it is?
We surely hoped not. We did plan for it, but we hoped that we would never see the numbers. Between each of the waves, between the first wave and the second, the first wave we had no clue what we were getting ourselves into. I remember the beginning, when the idea came up and we were thinking about it, we were thinking, okay, let's just get, 30 pulse oximeters and, that's kind of what we're going to look after, maybe 30, 60 patients maximum. Even the projections for how severe the disease was going to get, we didn't think at all it would get to as many as the first wave did. And in between the first wave and the second wave, we were thinking, okay, let's plan for it to double, maybe even triple and see, how we go there. And then that showed us, what we were dealing with. And then while we were down with numbers in the community between the second wave and now the third wave, we were planning. So, we did, our projections were, we didn't know what we were going to get, let me say that, but, we were planning for a lot of numbers. We haven't reached the numbers that we were planning for yet, and hopefully we will never. But we are prepared for it.
Give me a sense of how this has changed first to second to third wave as far as Hatzolah's numbers are concerned.
So if you look at new cases per week, let's start off with that. In the first wave, our maximum number of new cases in 1 week was 165. What we saw is 3 weeks of a growing numbers of over 100 new cases per day. Then we hit the peak new cases per day of 165.
And then per week?
Per week.
Okay.
Per week. Mm-hmm. We hit the peak of 165 per week. And then we took about 2 weeks and we started coming down. In the second wave, we also had, let's take Rage out, because Rage was one big peak and then it came down and then started growing again to reach the peak of the second wave. And that was also 3 weeks of growing numbers. And then we had 236 new cases in a week, and that was kind of the peak week of the second wave. The third wave has been a bit strange. So we're in our fourth week of growing numbers over 100 cases per day. I was hoping that we hit our peak of new cases per week,
right,
which was 200. We closed the week at 276 new cases in that week.
Right.
However, since yesterday, I believe we're going to, I'm really hoping not to, but I believe we're going to surpass that, because we are already on 130 new cases this week.
And that is literally in 2 days. 130 cases in 2 days in our community.
Yesterday, we had the highest new cases per day since the beginning of the program, which was 19 new cases in 1 day. We literally worked in this office till 12 o'clock last night. It was absolutely staggering.
It is just inconceivable. And of course, what this means is each person being monitored. It might mean people being taken to hospital. And then, as far as I understand, it also continues if somebody has been in hospital and might be home on oxygen.
Right. So there are a few things that you need to look at. So the misconception of COVID is a 10-day disease and then you're back to normal, all good is rubbish. Mm-hmm. For majority of the asymptomatic patients, or for all of, should I say, the all of the asymptomatic patients, it's a 10-day disease. And after 10 days of isolation, they go back to their normal lives. For those that have more of a mild disease or a severe disease, this is longer than 10 days. It's sometimes 14 days, it's sometimes 20 days. And, we've had a patient on the program for 160 days.
Wow.
He, like a critically ill patient that took a long time to get better. So it varies between patient and patient. What we see with active cases is all the patients that we are actively monitoring at a given time. And I'll run through those numbers for you again as a comparison between first, second, and third wave. In the first wave, our most active cases per day was 263 active cases. In our second wave, it was 353 active cases, and we are currently sitting at 467 active cases.
Are you seeing anything different in terms of age, gender, severity, this wave versus the last wave?
I haven't analyzed the data in depth, but I can tell you that we are most definitely seeing that we are seeing more younger kids on the program than we did in the first and second wave. Not necessarily that they are the majority. They're still not the majority of patients. But we are definitely seeing younger kids on the program, more than we did in the second wave and first wave. We're seeing patients that are sick for a lot longer. We are seeing a lot of hospital admissions. And we're seeing, I feel like we're seeing a lot more transmissibility, meaning, one person infecting a lot more people than they did in the first and second wave. But again, this is not evidence necessarily based.
It's anecdotal, 100%. But we have had that comment, Dr. Anton Marburg, saying very similarly, whereas in the first wave, it wasn't unusual to see one person in a family ill. In the second wave, it might have been more than that. Now what he thinks, and it's similar to an observation that you've made, is that more people in a family are getting sick if one person is ill. The transmissibility seems to be a lot higher.
Yeah.
Do you see, there's no question that in our community, the numbers are higher than we're seeing outside of the community. Do you have thoughts as to why this is the case? Is it because we're testing more? Is it because we are a lot less cautious? What do you think, from your observation, what do you think it is?
It's a great question. I think that there is probably more testing in the private community than in the government community. I do believe that. However, I also don't think that we are, in the right way.
You don't need to. I think we've spent a lot of time saying things in the right way, and very clearly saying things in the right way hasn't necessarily helped. Uriel,
I don't think people are quarantining correctly. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about quarantine, and I think there's social events happening, and I know you've heard this 1,000 times and I've heard it 1,000 times, this concept of pandemic fatigue and COVID fatigue, and people are tired. People just want to get back to their normal lives. So
My answer to that is, who cares? You know, we don't get to choose this. You don't get to be tired. No. You can feel tired by all means, but that does that mean that you need to adjust your behavior? I don't think we should allow COVID or pandemic fatigue to be an excuse. I feel like it's almost very, very 2021, you know, that we can understand it. No, we shouldn't understand it. I don't know. Maybe that's just me on a rant. But why should we understand COVID fatigue? Really? You know, grow up. Yes, we're living through a pandemic. Let's get through this. Behave properly. Do what you need to do. And we've got less chance of people dying around us, including ourselves. So yes, it might be COVID fatigue, but get over it. I don't know. Like, I think we, and I'm ranting. I know you're not, but I just think that we've got to get to a point that we just take responsibility and stop making excuses for ourselves and each other.
I agree with you 100%. I think what needs to change as a matter of urgency is our behavior. Mm. I think our behavior is not good at the moment to where we are sitting. We are holding quite a bit of the percentage of the tests that are being done within the community. And, we need to realize I see it every day. So for me to say that this is no joke, I see it every day. I know this is no joke. For those that don't see it every day, I don't know if they realize the magnitude of this disease. I don't know what more we can tell them. Without relentless continuing.
And Uriel Rosen, you are operations manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue, and to everybody that working within the Hatzolah ecosystem, I don't think there are enough words of gratitude for what you guys are doing and continuing to do. I just hope that people think about you before they arrange another social event, because maybe that will help. Uriel, hang in there, keep doing God's work, and we of course will keep checking in with you.